This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If I deserve one bit of credit for the prescience of my powerful people list over time, I actually put Elon Musk on my list 7 or 8 years ago, before he became as famous as he has become.
Welcome to One Day University. Talks with the world's most engaging and inspiring professors discussing their most popular courses. This podcast is your chance to discover some of our top-rated lectures on your own schedule. I'm Stephen Schragis. You can easily look up the richest people in the world, but where's the list of the most powerful? That's a little harder to define. Does being president of the United States automatically make you the most powerful person in the world? What about having lots of money or influence? Does social media give you power? Professor William Burke-White came up with a set of criteria to create his list of the world's most powerful people. He updates it every year, and he has given multiple lectures on this list for One Day University. William is an international lawyer and political scientist, and he teaches at the University of Pennsylvania. He also served in the Obama administration. William says one of the lessons he's learned through this process is that keeping power is harder than getting it.
I think this started back in about 2009, maybe 2010. And it's been fun to think about who's powerful and how that changes over time. So every year or every 6 months, we end up updating the list. And I think it actually, as you look back over that 10-year period, really helps us see both how power has changed and how the world in which we live has been reshaped by power.
I'm going to ask you to expand on that a little, because I've seen you lecture a number of times on this. There's different types of power.
Yeah, Stephen. So what is power? You know, we talk about power all the time, and we often have a sense of what we think we mean by that. You know, the vision of power that we most often probably think of is military power. It is the war in Ukraine today is a version of military power with missiles and tanks and drones on both sides. But that is not the only way to think about power. You know, another way to think about power is economic power. How much money does someone have, or does a country have? That's another form of coercive power, but it's not about coercion with a gun or a bomb, but coercion with either the promise of economic wealth or the threat of economic poverty. When we think about power economically, people like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos start to look really powerful. But that's not it, Stephen. There's a third way to look at power. And let's call that a softer version of power. It's about power that comes from others wanting to follow us. It's not about coercion. It's not about guns or bombs or either economic sanctions or economic wealth. And When we think about power in terms of soft power, then, you know, people like Oprah Winfrey, people who have lots of Twitter followers or lots of TikTok followers, these are the people who can shape an agenda or can get us to read a book just because Oprah says it's a good book.
So we now know all the different types of power, but how would you define it?
I would say power is to get others to do something for our purpose, for whatever it is we bring to that equation. Sometimes we get them to do it through economic power, sometimes through military power, sometimes through soft power. But it's when you put all these three together that you get this ability to convince others to do something that you want them to do. And ultimately, that to me is power.
Thanks for the explanation. I'm going to ask you about six people in no particular order. These are not ranked in any way, but there are six people that clearly would be on a list of powerful people as we're having this discussion right now in early 2023. And the first one is Vladimir Putin. Tell me about Vladimir Putin and why he belongs on a powerful list, maybe even at the top of a powerful list, or not.
Yeah. Gosh, I wish we didn't have to put Putin on our list. And you're right, Stephen, you've said before, this list changes over time, and it does. But I think in today's moment, in the context of a war in Ukraine, Vladimir Putin is hard not to have on the list. So who is he, right? He is the president of Russia. Interestingly, he has been the president of Russia for a long time now. And part of our story of powerful people is they're often people who have figured out how to get rid of constraints. And Putin has done this brilliantly. You know, when Putin became president, he was really constrained. He was constrained by a decrepit economy after the end of the Cold War. He was constrained by the oligarchs, these Russian businessmen who held a lot of power in Russia. And systematically, for the last 20-something years, Vladimir Putin has undercut every one of these constraints. He has built Russia's economy, usually using the leverage of energy warfare and energy coercion. Russia has some of the world's largest natural gas reserves and some of the largest oil reserves. And he used that to make Russia rich. And then from there, he used that wealth to make Russia at least appear militarily strong. And Russia built, you know, one of the largest militaries in the world. It's why we see talk of Russia's nuclear arsenal or of its hypersonic missiles. And then Putin again undercut constraints. He overrode the Russian Constitution, getting amendments to the Constitution to let him stay in power forever. And then he undercut all of the power of democracy in Russia, getting rid of the opposition leader, murdering essentially one of the opposition leaders in Red Square. So there's no one to stop him. And not surprisingly then, in February 2022, what does Putin do? He invades Ukraine. And Putin's ability to be powerful is in part because he is willing. In fact, he is dead set on destabilizing the international system. He is willing to break the rules that say you can't invade your neighbor and invade Ukraine. He's willing to break the rules that say you can't kill civilians in war and simply indiscriminately bomb Ukraine. Before that, he was willing to destabilize America's political system or electoral system back in 2016 when he interfered with the U.S. election. So Putin has a lot of military power. We might question today how effective that is. He hasn't been able to actually take over Ukraine. A lot of economic power as the seventh largest economy in the world, and not so much soft power. Today, nobody looks at Russia and says, we want to follow you. But that economic power, that political ability to undermine his opponents puts Putin on the list.
What about his Ukrainian counterpart, Zelensky? Did you even consider him as one of the top people?
You know, who would ever think that somebody who was once a comedian, you know, starred in a kind of funny TV series, would become president of Ukraine, much less become potentially one of the most powerful people in the world? But you're right to say he could, in theory, make our list. Why? Because he has been able to galvanize a global response to Russia's invasion. He has been able to stop Vladimir Putin in his tracks. And note, Barack Obama couldn't stop Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump couldn't stop Vladimir Putin. Angela Merkel couldn't stop Vladimir Putin. But Zelensky has, and that is really impressive. I guess part of why I don't think he actually makes the list is because, first of all, his ability to influence is very narrow. He is really only able to keep Ukraine from being invaded, or being overtaken. He's not shaping the rest of global discourse. So I think he's worth thinking about. And I think there might come a moment where he makes the list and Putin falls off that list. But right now, I'm afraid to say it's still Putin who's on the list, but Zelensky certainly gets the surprise entry category as somebody to think about.
Then another counterpart, an obvious one, Joe Biden, president of the United States. Some would say, well, that's the most powerful person in the world, day after day, year after year, decade after decade. But you've made the point often, that's not really true. That's not the right way to look at it. You want to explain that a bit?
Yeah, Stephen, American presidents come and go from my list, and they often come and go at different times during their presidency. But you're right. A lot of people would say, oh, the U.S. president ought to be on the list no matter what. The U.S. is the world's largest economy. And that's true. The U.S. has the world's most powerful military. That's true, too. The president may be one of the very few people in the world who has a nuclear football, as they call it, next to him at all times and could launch a nuclear war that could destroy the world in an instant. And so you're right. I think the U.S. president should always be a candidate for our list. But once we've established that somebody has raw military or economic power, we have to look at their ability to deploy and use that power. And as I talked about with Vladimir Putin, he has an ability to deploy his power because he's undercut all of the political opposition in Russia. He has nearly absolute power. And one of the frankly, in my opinion, very good things about the U.S. system is that our presidents rarely have absolute power. Joe Biden has had an interesting presidency. He controlled all three branches of government, really, the House, the Senate, and the executive for his first 2 years. And for the beginning of his presidency, he didn't get much done. Sure, he got a COVID relief package through, but he looked like a kind of embattled and weak president. And in my view, Joe Biden got onto the list in the last 8 months or so, largely because three things happened. The first is that he got a major legislative package through the U.S. Congress, the Inflation Reduction Act, among other things, that I think will have really long-term impact. The second thing that happened is he won the midterms, or at least didn't lose the midterms, and showed that he was a political force to be reckoned with in a way that many people didn't think he was. And then third, Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, and Biden became the global figure of coordinated response to that invasion. So each of those things, to me, adds up to say not only is this a man with real potential power, the tanks, the money, and so forth, but also the ability to deploy that power. We'll have to see whether he stays on the list. But today, given what he's done in Ukraine and given his ability to actually get things through the Senate, he makes my list.
Let's change gears a little. I'm going to say the name, and clearly this is someone much more in the news than ever before. You probably have a different take than you would have a few years ago. Tell me about Elon Musk.
If I deserve one bit of credit for the prescience of my powerful people list over time, I actually put Elon Musk on my list 7 or 8 years ago, before he became as famous as he has become. And the story I used to tell about Elon Musk back then was that Elon Musk had figured out how to modernize hard power, the power of technology, what we think of as military power, but that military power had become something new because the real tensions in the world were going to be about energy. And Elon Musk had figured out how to capture energy. He had invented a battery and built a capacity to deploy batteries better than anybody ever in human history. And he'd also figured out how to replace governments in driving the space race, essentially. And so in many ways, to me, Elon Musk looked like a combination of two of the robber barons of the 1900s, right? Vanderbilt and Rockefeller. One was the oil baron and the other the railroad baron. And Musk had figured out transportation, through his rockets and energy through his batteries. He built Tesla into the world's most valuable company for a while, and he became the richest man in the world. So now he not only had the hard power of those technology sources, but also the power of wealth. and Elon Musk decided to both get political and to buy Twitter. So there's one version of this story that makes him even more powerful, makes him the most powerful human being maybe in history. Because Twitter was, in many ways, the way we measured soft power. That was where the conversation was taking place in its best form. You know, it is the global town square, and Elon Musk now owns that town square. And so you combined in one person hard power, soft power, and economic power, and Elon Musk ought to be at the top of our list. But I'm not sure Elon Musk has deployed his power all that smartly. And maybe as a result, he ought to fall off the list, as hard as that is to believe. Let's look at what's happened in the last year or so, right? He decides to buy Twitter just at the moment that the economy starts to soften. He overpays for it. And in the process, the value of Tesla starts to collapse. And because he decides to get sort of political, a lot of people start to leave Twitter as the town square. Today, again, I think he's still on the list. But if I had to put a trend line for Musk, it's on the way down, not on the way up today.
After the break, China's power on the world stage and Google's dominance in our everyday lives.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time to ask about another president. Xi, the Chinese president. How does he stack up?
Xi Jinping is a pretty incredible example of power. He is the president of the country with the most people in the world. Xi is also the leader of the country with the world's second largest but fastest growing economy. Most economists predict that the Chinese economy will surpass that of the United States sometime in the 2020s. And Xi has also, like Vladimir Putin, figured out how to get rid of constraint on power. You know, 5 years ago, he amended the Chinese constitution to allow him to stay in power for a third term. Traditionally, Chinese leaders only stay in power for a 10-year period, 2 5-year terms. Xi Jinping started his third term as China's leader. And he has consolidated authority in remarkable ways. We've seen China become a somewhat destructive force in global economy, or at least an influential force, whether that be on the trade war with the United States, whether that be asserting its rights in the South China Sea, building islands in the middle of the ocean to be able to deploy its power globally, or the desire to shape institutions and exercise its veto, for example, at the United Nations. Xi Jinping has also done some incredible things, brought more people out of poverty than anyone in human history ever has, because the wealth that China has created in the last 10, 20 years is unwitnessed before in human history. China also now has a very powerful military. I would today say the second most powerful military in the world. After Russia has depleted its military in the Ukraine, China is definitely number two. So that's an incredible story of power. China has also, under Xi, figured out how to harness technology to have power and influence. The ability to use artificial intelligence and facial recognition software, the ability during the coronavirus pandemic to track people on their cell phones. China has become a very scrutinized state where governmental power over individual lives is quite remarkable. So all of that puts Xi Jinping on the list. Like Elon Musk, I think the trend line on Xi Jinping today is in the downward direction, not the upward direction. And here's why, Stephen. I think Xi went too far in the closures and lockdowns after the pandemic. He went too far because the Chinese economy has really been in a bit of a tailspin from years of lockdown. Chinese growth has slowed. Individuals are no longer feeling like they have a lot of opportunity economically. Xi's inevitability has been cracked. You know, for many years, much of the last decade, every Chinese citizen has thought Xi Jinping was the answer. And what they're starting to realize is he may not be. And China's economy may not be as able to continue to sustain the kind of growth it's seen in the slowdown that we're seeing there today. So Xi's on the list. But my trend line on Xi is it looked better for him a few years ago than it does today.
Okay, let's take another big turn to someone else. I'm going to ask you about a 20-year-old young woman who has redefined how millions of people think about climate change.
I'm guessing, Stephen, you're talking about Greta Thunberg. Many of our listeners may have heard of her. Some might not have. She is a 20-year-old climate activist from Sweden who some 6 years ago was frustrated by climate change, frustrated by the unwillingness of governments and institutions and power to do anything about it. So she painted a little sign on a piece of cardboard that said "School Strike for Climate" in Swedish, school strike. And she sat in front of her school and didn't go to class. Greta does not have a tank. Greta does not have a gun. Greta does not have much of a nickel to her name. Greta would not appear powerful by most of our traditional measures. But Greta, I think, really has reshaped how the public is thinking about and engaging on the biggest threat the world faces today, and that's climate change. And before you knew it, the 1.8 billion people in this world who are under the age of 18 were with Greta, with strikes of their own in Berlin, in Paris, in Accra, Ghana, in Pretoria, South Africa, in Washington, D.C., in parts of Asia. But you know, Stephen, the thing to me that was most remarkable is I've met with Greta a few times. I've seen her marching in Madrid, Spain during a climate conference with young people from around the world following her. But I also watched one year when she was with us in Davos at the big Davos conference a year before the pandemic. And she started one of her strikes, a march down Bahnhofstrasse in Davos, Switzerland. And at first it was just Greta. And within a few blocks, Greta was leading a march of some of the world's biggest capitalists and the world's most powerful political leaders who couldn't resist her call to act on climate. And if you can reshape political debate, if you can get governments to act, if you can have the soft power to influence 1.8 billion young people, you ought to be on our list. And so Greta is on mine.
The last spot on the list is actually two people. Bill, tell us about the Google boys.
Sergey Brin and Larry Page. Yeah, so the Google boys have been on my list for a long time because they invented a version of soft power that none of us had ever really even thought of beforehand, and today has redefined soft power, and that is the power of Google. You know, how many of our listeners today have Googled something? Maybe they had a product they thought of buying or wanted a restaurant review or even to find this podcast, and Google sent them there. Well, what the Google boys invented in their algorithm and built in their company, and admittedly, their company is one of the biggest, richest companies in the world, but what they invented was the ability to shape the agenda, to set our preferences, to determine what we want. And they did so in a way that makes them money. You know, I talked about soft power earlier as an ability to shape the agenda. And usually that means somebody like Oprah tells us, this is a great book, go buy it. And we say, oh, if Oprah likes the book, maybe we should go buy it too. And so we go and buy it. But what the Google boys did is figured out how to do that on a scale never before seen. Because anytime we want something or have a question about something, we turn to Google and Google answers it. But when Google answers that question, it shapes our preferences. I'm not sure where I want to go to dinner tonight. I go to Google, I put in good restaurants in Philadelphia, and they give me three to choose from. They shape my preferences. And each of those restaurants probably paid them to do so. That's brilliant. It's made them very, very rich. But it's also about soft power. Google decided to start trying to deploy the internet in places that previously it had been restricted or technologically impossible. They launched these special hot air balloons into the stratosphere, and they beamed the internet down so that they could overcome government censorship and that they could get the internet to places it had never been before. This, again, is the story of breaking down restraints on you. Ultimately, in some ways, I think what Google is trying to do is put a little Google search engine in each of our brains. They've shaped our preferences. They've told us what we want. They have set the global agenda.
Final question then. Is there anyone you have a hunch just might make the list a couple of years from now that really you're pulling out of nowhere and is going to surprise us?
So, hey, if I had a name, maybe I'd put them on the list presciently. But I have some places that I'm looking. India is soon to be the world's most populous country. And I don't think it's Modi, the president of India, that makes the list. Maybe it's one of the Indian business people, but it's whoever figures out how to deploy the 1.6 billion people that India is soon going to have. And so I'd be keeping my eye on India as a piece of the world. I think whoever figures out what comes next in China, what comes next after Xi Jinping, is going to be on our list because of the power of China. So that's a place I would look. There's some technologies. Whoever figures out how to actually solve energy transition, whether that means, you know, nuclear fission, whether that means, you know, some new way of capturing and deploying renewable energy. Energy is the biggest unknown in terms of where human existence is going to, you know, get its power from. And whoever figures that out, I think, makes my list as well.
Bill, thank you again. Every year, this lecture changes and just gets more and more fascinating. So thanks again for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for joining us here at One Day University. Sign up at our website, onedayu.com, to become a member and access over 700 full-length video lectures from the world's finest professors. You can also download our app. There you can learn more about today's episode and watch University of Pennsylvania Professor William Burke White's lecture on the most powerful people in the world, as well as his talks on shifting world policy, U.S. foreign policy, and more. Join us next time when we take a journey into the human brain.
I think it's much more helpful to understand the memory system as a system that really evolved more to help us figure out how to problem solve in the future than it did to accurately reflect the past. When it gets into the real world memories of people's pasts, they're not at all accurate.
One Day University is a production of iHeart Podcasts and School of Humans. If you're enjoying the show, leave a review in your favorite podcast app. You can also check out other Curiosity podcasts to learn about history, pop culture, true crime, and more.
School of Humans.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.